Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. The door is always open for you and your friends to join us for singing, a good story, and maybe something to think about. Like this. Did you ever hear boys out on the playground or down the street say, "Okay for you. You just watch out. I'll get even with you." Or a couple of ordinarily nice little girls snarling like cats at each other, saying, "Oh, you're asking for it, girl. Just wait. I'll get even with you." Sorry to say, it happens. What would you do? Well, after our song, we're going to talk about it a little bit. But first, here's the choir. Thank you, choir. Now, back to our boys and girls who were mistreated and vowed to get even with the other kid. Did you think about what you would do? Did you think about what you should do? Well, if you answered like the kids we talked about and say, "I'd get even, all right," you would be doing like most kids. The truth is, you'd be doing just like King Saul. He had a death threat out against David and had hundreds of soldiers out looking for him with orders to kill. The bad thing was that David had never done any evil or harm to Saul. He actually was protecting the king, but Saul kept trying to kill him. More than once, David could have tried to get even with him. He had several chances to have killed Saul, but not David. Instead of returning evil for evil, David returned good for evil. He said he would not harm the Lord's anointed. He would leave vengeance in the Lord's hand, and so should we. The temptation when we are wronged is to pay back the other person. But God tells us in Deuteronomy, "To me belongeth vengeance and recompense." And in Romans 12:9, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." Think about it. Returning evil for good is devil-like, but returning good for evil is God-like. We have sinned against God with such evil and rebellion, yet God loved us and gave His only begotten Son to save us from our sin. And in spite of our sin, God did us good. So let's remember this truth the next time somebody causes us trouble. Let's take our hands off and leave the payback to God. You can trust Him for that. Proverbs 17 says, "Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house." That's serious, isn't it? The truth is that we should go by God's royal law, as James says, "If we fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well." Let's ask the Lord to help us to do well. And now, here's the choir again before story time. Amigo. back in the days when the great Canadian prairies were being settled and very little of the prairie sod had been broken up, a homesteader claimed his land and built his house on the open prairie far from any neighbors. Prairie fires were a constant threat, but were frequent in the fall and early spring when the dry brown grass covered the plains. The farmer wanted to protect his home and property, so he plowed circles of furrows around his place. He left a wider circle of grass and birded off, then plowed another circle of furrows around that. All this was to build a fire break to protect his home. One morning, when the farmer went out to feed his livestock and do his chores, he smelled smoke, the smoke of burning grass. Oh, no! It was a dreaded prairie fire coming his way. The smoke was so dense it made the sun look big and red. Quickly he harnessed a team of horses and drew several barrels of water from the pond. He soaked the haystack with water and the grass inside the firebreak. He didn't sleep that night, but stayed awake to watch the deadly fire as it slowly burned closer and closer. Daylight came, and with it the fire. At first it burned slowly, but now it seemed to race toward him. Sparks were flying, bits of burning grass were blown by the wind and lighted new fires, and the big wall of flames crept closer. He carried buckets of water to throw on the flames and a water-soaked sack to beat out some of the flames. He looked anxiously at the grass inside the circle and at the haystack and his home. It seemed the fire had too great a start and was moving faster and faster toward him, fanned by the wind. There was someone else who saw the terrible danger that day. It was the dear old mother hen. When she saw the leaping flames, she called to her baby chicks to come quickly and get under her wings. Cluck, 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 cluck. The darling little chicks came running, and she tucked everyone under her wings, close to her heart. But there was one little chick that wouldn't listen to her warning call. Instead of coming to her place of safety, he ran farther and farther away. Soon, the little chick was surrounded by the flames and perished. Hours later, after the fire finally passed by, the farmer walked over his place, looking for any live sparks that might cause flames to flare up again. He was thanking the Lord for sparing his life and his family and property, when off in the distance he saw smoke rising from a strange little blackened mound on the ground. What could it be? Maybe it was just an old hat or coat that was charred. He would go see. He kicked the mound and rolled it over. To his amazement, out scattered a brood of soft, downy little baby chicks. Carefully now he examined the charred mound. He had uncovered the body of the little red hen. The mother hen had willingly given her life to the flames so that her little flock might be saved. It was a solemn moment. He bowed his head and stood reverently. He was reminded of the time when he sought shelter beneath the protection of the wings of God's abundant grace. As he looked at the charred body of the little red hen and her little living chicks running around, he thought of the blessed Lord Jesus dying on the cruel cross in his place, suffering that horrible death so that he, an unworthy sinner, might have everlasting life. He remembered the tender words of the Lord Jesus when he said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not." That verse had a new and fuller meaning to him now. He knew the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, when the fires of hell had spent their awful fury upon him as he bore the sins of the world, meant that any boy or girl, man or woman, who would confess their sin and receive him as their personal Savior, would escape the awful fires of hell. would have their sins forgiven and be made a child of God. Boys and girls, Jesus suffered that cruel death on the cross to pay for your sin and mine. Jesus took the punishment and paid our sin debt so we could be free from the penalty of sin and be saved eternally by trusting in Him. Have you ever received Christ as your only Savior? John 1:12 says, "As many as received Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." Just as the little chicks couldn't save themselves from the fire and ran to safety under their mother's wings, so you must admit, confess, that you're a sinner and that you cannot save yourself. You must confess that you need the Savior and run to Him for your only refuge. Come to safety in the arms of Jesus. If you're not saved, you can invite the Lord Jesus into your heart right now. Ask Him to forgive your sin and believe His word that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Or if you've already received Christ, perhaps you'd like to give your life to Him so that He can be in control of it and teach you how to live to please Him. If indeed you are a Christian, the Bible says your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. That's a wonderful way to live. And perhaps you can someday sing that great hymn, under His wings, who from His love can sever? Under His wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Now God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.